Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to begin a journey together on the only show willing to tell it like it is. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Also, we're the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show heard on 19. I've been saying 18. It's 19. I counted. Maybe I should have done that a long time ago. 19 radio stations. You can listen online at thehugeshow.net and also find out the affiliate close to where you live. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. He's off on his own path right now because we were golfing earlier this morning at the North Kent Golf Club, which is close to his house. We try and get together every couple of weeks, catch up, and, you know, golf kind of relaxes you. Well, he started the front nine with a 44. And then I've jinxed him the last few times. I'm like, man, you know, what's your lowest ever? And he says, 42 with you, you know, a month ago. I go, man, you got a 44. He goes, real 44? I go, yeah. I said, if you get like a 45 on the backside, you'll be in the 80s. How often do you do that? And I think he said, never. Well, I watched his body language starting on the 10th tee. And it was like foaming a runway and seeing a 747 with no landing gear, a train with no brakes. He shot a 55 on the back nine. And his body language, I swear he looked like he was on the ledge of a plane getting ready to jump without a parachute. He was just Ronnie Ripcord. I told him, you know what? We'll be back in a couple of weeks. You golf with Hammer and Hank Hayes and Keith Magic. It's not the end of the world. And he actually, on the front, because he played so well, I give him a stroke a hole. He won by 7 holes. So I had the press, and we did another match for like 5 holes. He played well. But the more I'm looking at him, the more I see of me and him, that he had an outstanding 9. And then he threw up a Sammy Hagar on the backside, 55. And when he walked into the studio, and he can't stop talking about this. He goes, I go, well, 44 in front. What'd you get on the back? He goes, 55. 44, 55. I go, that sounds like Montcalm County Sheriff pulling you over going, hey, man, you were doing a 44 and a 55. So you'll be okay, Brett. Listen to me. I look at everything positive. You're on the golf course with me. When I'm busting out a 6 and 7 to start my 18, you're like, you know what? I didn't know that was a profanity word. I did not know that. It is so awesome to be playing golf, and now we get word from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services yesterday that there's even more freedom now when it comes to sports, when it comes to sporting events, golf events. outdoors, indoors. I will go through that later. Mark Ewell, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, will join us coming up in a few moments. Actually, about 15 minutes. I don't want to lie to you. So he'll check in. Kids playing high school sports, only the contact sports, which I think would be lacrosse and girls soccer, have to still wear masks. I don't get that. I don't. Outdoors on, you know, what are they, 100-yard fields? I don't understand that. I could see sitting on the bench, or if you're traveling on a bus or going to a game with teammates, or you're in a locker room at halftime or together at one end of the field. I get that. I don't understand why they still have to wear them. I don't. And there is some talk out there, well, if you're vaccinated and you get vaccination 16 and up, that you can play without a mask. I that's why I'm bringing Mark on. That's not the case. And then also with the increase in spectators and the mask mandates now outdoors, do parents go into these sporting events? When do you have to wear a mask? So I talked to Mark for about 10 minutes, and I was just getting background from him. I said, you know, you got to come on the show today. I know it's a Michigan High School Athletic Association Wednesday, but you need to come on and explain this because people need to know. And I'm a sports dad at the end of the day, and I wear the mask. But I'll tell you what, I'm tired of the mask. You know why? Because when I burp into it, those burps live in the burp bubble in my mask. The one thing I'm going to do when this is over and I don't have to wear a mask, I'm going to buy a lot of gum. Superfly just sent me a note on our screen where we, you know, the guest and the callers come up. He goes, I can't believe I shot 55 on the back nine. Ed Ladwig, who works at the North Kent Golf Club, dropped me a text at about 2:56. Said our grounds crew was watching Superfly in the front, and they were talking about how far he was hitting the ball. And on the backside, the same three-man crew said it might have been the worst golf they've ever seen from Superfly. This is from Charlie to Ed Ladwig at the North Kent Golf Club. Brett looked like he was having seizures on the back nine. You got a voodoo thing happening with you right now where the front nine, you're confident, loving it, excited to be there. And the back nine, it got so he was freaking out so much, I started walking. So he was just in the cart by himself because he was talking to himself, but not in the same voice. So he would go like, gosh, man, I got to stay down on the ball. And all of a sudden you'd hear a voice go, yeah, you got to stay down on the ball. I'm like, this is like Alien meets Exorcist. So I said, I'm getting the hell out of the cart. Just like that family that lived in Philadelphia during Exorcist, how you could spend the night after she's walking upside down on the ceiling. Excuse me, but we're going down the street to a Holiday Inn. Oh, honey, what a night that was. Father John came over, threw some holy water on our daughter. And did you see when she walked with her hands backward up and down the walls? Oh, I'm going to go to sleep. First time I'm watching that movie in a theater, I'm getting out of the damn theater, and I'm 1,100 miles from Philadelphia. Inside this broadcast, we will talk about the Tigers. I don't know what to say. I know a lot of you are blaming A.J. Hinch, and now they're bringing up what happened in Houston. That has nothing to do with the Tigers. Well, Al Avila should have got a better team. None of you had any expectations on the Tigers this year. Oh, they might end up the worst team in baseball. Hey, you lived through 119 losses, and it catapulted the team to the 2006 run until between Leland and Ausmus, they blew at least two World Series rings. God knows how many playoff games, but at least it was fun to watch, right? Well, what do you want right now? I Ryan Field, who used to work for Fox Sports Detroit, now Bally Sports Detroit, and he's hit the big time. He's been in New York City. You know, he tweeted out, Tigers shouldn't be this bad. I'm like, you know what? Bring up all the young guys. What do you have to lose? I don't want to hear about, well, they got another year of major league service, so we're going to protect it. No. Bring them all up. But on the flip side, I have to calm down the media, and I have to calm down a big portion of the fans. And we can all say it's brutal baseball right now. But what were your expectations? What were your expectations? You look at their lineup, which half their lineup was in Toledo last night. Speaking of the Tigers minor leagues and the Tigers, Dan Hasty, one of our baseball insiders, will join us later. What did you think they're going to contend? Oh, they shouldn't be this bad. Well, what do you expect? I've been waiting on the young guys for 2 years. I'm just waiting on the young guys. Are you one of the young guys? I'm waiting on you. That's it. Riley Green, go down the list. Let them all play. That's what I was excited about when they did the summer training camp coming back from COVID last year. Just this year's spring training, you know, Torkelson, yeah, he struggled until the end. He's in high A West Michigan. We'll talk to Dan about him. I don't think he's major league ready, but there's anybody double A and up who's young, not a major league veteran retread middle of the pack type of guy. I'm talking a young guy, young bat, young arm, young glove that you bring up to the big leagues. Oh, we're not going to do it because we got a plan for 2022. I don't care about your plan. Get a major league ready. Well, they didn't have a minor league season. Okay, if you're going to be the worst team in baseball, then let the young guys get a year of playing in the big leagues so you can move your calendar up faster. Because Alavila, as much as you want to blame him, has done a great job with the farm system, him and his staff. But you can look at Miguel Cabrera, do a buyout with the guy. I love him. What, you know, between him and Pudge Rodriguez, what they did to bring baseball back when we were all enjoying that 119 loss season. Hey, man, pay him and thank him. It's from the Ilitch family. Thank you. We should have won rings with you, and we didn't. But he's been the ultimate Tiger. But you can see. He's like Secretariat with one leg missing. Disney presents Three-Legged Secretary. He's not the same horse. He's not the same. He's just not the same. He's not the same. Look, he's not the same. Look at that time. What was that, 3 hours around the track? It got dark at the Derby. What's going on? Disney presents the comeback story of the millennium. Three-legged Secretariat. He's not the same horse. Where do I get some of this stuff? I swear, I think I'm mentally deranged. I am. That would be like the Quahog Derby on Family Guy. Any of you have ever watched Family Guy? Was it the Quahog Derby? Was that it? When he bought the horse when he was going for a can of beans and he bought the horse for $2? And watch. I'm going to get some. Am I going to get some email from animal lovers, you think? Because I wasn't making fun of him. If Secretary lost a leg and he's still running, he's a three-legged horse. And he's not the same horse. It was an analogy, right? I'm not making fun of horses with three legs. I'm not. Don't come at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook. I don't want to hear it. I apologize. Any of you have a three-legged horse, I'll stop by and pet it, give it a carrot or something. I will. Because I can outrun it. Mark Ewell, executive director. I'm trying to find the right segue. Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, will join us in our next segment. Mike O'Hara, looking back at the Lions draft, which I loved. I really do. You strengthen the offensive line, defensive line. Sewell is going to be a perennial all-pro unless there's a catastrophic injury. Just like Secretariat would have won so much more if he didn't lose a leg. So talk to Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com. Tim Stout, Stout on Sports. Latest from East Lansing. Chris Ballas on the Wolverine.com. Franz is gone. Wagner. Elvita Stein. What's German for goodbye? Elvita Zane? Elvita Eric Zane? What is it? Elvita Zane? Are you German? Elvita Zane. Gesundheit. Elvita Zane. I know I've heard I want to beat up Eric Zane, but I've never heard Elvita Zane. Okay. So Chris Ballas will check in later. Dan Hasty on the Tigers. And also some of the minor leaguers and their debut. And it was so awesome. I shared it on my Facebook page. The Great Lakes Loons. Dodgers Class A Farm affiliate. High A affiliate now at beautiful Dow Diamond in Midland. They had their opener last night. Did the Whitecaps begin their season last night? The Tigers High A affiliate here on the west side of the state. Lansing Lugnuts for our listeners on the game 7:30 a.m. So good to have that baseball back. And that year of not having minor league baseball, there's no franchise in the big leagues that was hurt more than the Tigers based on the timing of it when it went down. You know, that timing when it comes to sports, and I get the pandemic and the most important thing, the health and welfare of our Americans, right? And then you go to small businesses would be next in line. But from a sports perspective, there was no team outside of high school teams. There was no team hurt more by the pandemic than the Detroit Tigers by not having that year in the minor leagues. Now, I know those that were invited to that extended summer training and then stayed on that expanded roster, they got a couple of months, you know, 2-3 months of workouts. Where'd I pull out the My Cousin Vinny tree utes? Oh my God, Superfly. There's some out of body experience because of your 55 and that 9. I felt so bad for him. I called Marty Boer from the Michigan Sports Network and said, could you call him and give him a raise in the middle of this 9? Just help dig him out of this. Wow. He told me he's ready to quit golf, my job, and move to a commune in northern New Mexico. That quote to him is nowhere near a frickin' golf course. He takes it seriously. He does. We're going to end the broadcast. I'm going to start with my guest lineup. Mark Hewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, will join us in our next segment. We'll get the latest on high school spring sports athletes wearing masks, parents wearing masks at games and more. Everything connected to the high school sports side of this. I found this story, and I wanted to bring Grant Ewell on, as Superfly put him on the screen, Ewell Jr. He's not a damn NASCAR driver. He's a multi-sport athlete and a good one at DeWitt High School in the Lansing area for our game 7:30 a.m. listeners, the game 7:30 a.m. And I got news and wind of Grant Ewell was accepted to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. So here's a kid making a commitment to America. And also in the last year, because of the pandemic, and because his last name is U-Y-L like his father, and he is online, and he is on Twitter, and he's on the social networks, that Grant took a lot of heat about decisions that his father had to make and follow because of the orders out of Lansing. And Grant's journey through sports, on the field, off the field, through DeWitt winning a state championship and his father, Mark, standing in the corner of the end zone, that delayed season we never knew would begin or end. And through it all, Grant Ewell out of DeWitt said he wanted to go serve his country. So as we look at youth gone wild, as we all battle our children and their entitlement or their attitudes, or when they mature, it's a different animal as a parent. It is good to see a high school senior in his heart say that my country will come first while still playing sports. He's going to, I think, play football at the Air Force Academy. So we'll talk to not Yule Jr. Yeah, you, how you going three wide at Talladega? Yeah, I was, man. I was drafting there with Kenny Wallace, and then Big Daddy Yule was in the pits, and he said, you know, why don't you go three wide? When you say Yule Jr., he sounds like a NASCAR driver. He's not a NASCAR driver. I think he plays baseball and football at DeWitt and hockey. He's a good guy. And you know what? Because of Twitter, because of our social networks, because of the monster social networks can become in our lives and other lives, he wasn't going to back down on defending his father. And that's what really impressed me. I remember I sent him a note on Twitter and I started following him when I watched him defending his father. Because that's all we want as a dad. It's for our children to defend us when needed. So it's a great story and it's still ongoing and he's off on his life journey. And I know Mark is a proud papa. So I'll start with Mark Ewell in our next segment, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And I'll end our broadcast with Grant Ewell. I told the kid when I called him yesterday just to make sure we're set up on the interview. And I think he just got done with practice for the powerful DeWitt baseball team. And I called him up. I go, Commander Ewell of the U.S. Air Force? He's like, yeah. He doesn't know. He doesn't know my number, right? Superfly gave me his number, and I'm like, and he, now he's, if he probably had pepper spray that could come through the phone or mace, it would be like my eyes would be blinded. But I told him I'm proud of him for making a commitment to our country. So Grant Ewell to end the broadcast. You want to join in 1-866-838-4843. That's when 866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. I'll also get to this Aaron Rodgers story. I don't know about you, but in the last 6 days of hearing this story, I'm tired of his whining. I am tired of Aaron Rodgers whining. I want the GM fired or I'm not coming back. You know what? You're starting to sound like LeBron. Always whining. My Lord. Aaron Rodgers, you're Aaron Rodgers. You don't need to complain. Yeah, he's hurting the backside of his image. Oh, I want a long-term contract. You're 38. If I'm a GM, I'm not giving you a long-term deal. Yes, I understand you're the reigning MVP. You're not going to go do what Brady did, all right? You're not eating kale right now. You're not drinking Sprout shakes. I won't give you a deal. So just stop whining. Gosh, please. And get out of the NFC North so the Lions can win it this year. Speaking of Lions, Mike O'Hara coming up in 40 minutes. To the callers online, Michigan will hear you next.
From Petoskey to Detroit, this show is huge.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan, available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meijer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meijer pharmacy or visit clinic.meijer.com today.
Huge here for my friends from DraftKings. Now the hits literally keep on coming from one boxing event to the next. They grow in excitement and anticipation, and this weekend is no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the ring on Saturday night. And there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And for this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users a shot at turning $1 into $55. So just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code HUGE when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can bet just $1 to win $55 on this weekend's main event. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook app is going all out for new users by offering them the chance to win $55 when placing a bet of just $1 on this weekend's big fight. Only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 years of age and older in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center, will stay right here in Michigan. For the location close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Let's go talk to Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. He is standing by on the Meijer guest line. How you doing, Mark?
Afternoon, Bill.
Afternoon to you and everybody there at MHSAA in Lansing. Want to get your thoughts on the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Yesterday afternoon, they changed the mask mandate. And how does that trickle down to high school sports here in Michigan?
Things are continuing to trend in a good direction when it comes to MDHHS restrictions and athletics. I think the biggest headline from yesterday's announcement is the fact that anyone who is fully vaccinated, So that means, within 2 weeks after your second dose of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, or within 2 weeks if you get the single dose Johnson & Johnson, that fully vaccinated individuals are no longer subject to the weekly testing program. I think with the governor's announcement last week, to where she did establish some goalposts and some metrics regarding when things could open up, when some of the restrictions could go away, and they were all pegged to vaccination percentages. And so I think this is just another step of our state government leaders to really give a path forward, saying, well, if you're fully vaccinated, you no longer have to test. I think just as significant is individuals who are fully vaccinated aren't subject to any of the quarantine requirements. So if somebody is in class and, is a close contact with someone, if you're fully vaccinated, then you also don't have to quarantine and self-isolate for either the 10 or the 14 days. So those were big. Now, the headline was a little misleading. And again, the communication with MDHHS has gotten better when Director Hertel has come on board. But the face mask requirements really haven't changed a whole lot for us in the high school space. Going back to March, what the order required is that our kids playing contact sports, which in the spring are boys and girls lacrosse and it's girls soccer, that kids in those contact sports have to wear a face mask. And yesterday's announcement has not changed that. And then for all of our non-contact sports since March, because we were simply following the order, a face mask was not required when kids were in active participation. So that means a baseball and softball player in the game on defense, at bat, running the bases, whatever the case may be, a golfer or a tennis player who's during their round or during their match, a track and field athlete were not required to wear a mask during their race or during their field event. So even though I think some of the media is reporting that, big change is coming with face mask requirements, it's really not changing any of our spring sports. What was somewhat interesting about yesterday's announcement is it did talk about spectator sizes and face masks, that if it's a small outdoor event and there's fewer than 100 spectators, face masks are no longer required for spectators. If the event has at least 100 people or more outdoors, then face masks for spectators are still required. So that, for some sub-varsity games and even at some of our small schools for varsity competition, that might be a little bit of a change for spectators. But in a nutshell, that, again, things are continuing to trend in the right direction. This order is in place until the end of May. It expires on May the 31st, and we hope that COVID numbers go down, vaccinations go up, and once the calendar hits June, we would love to see an athletic world with no testing and with required mask wearing also going away, and we'll just continue to work toward that goal.
Yeah, so there is hope that once you get to that two-week, three-week period in June when you get to your championships in most of your spring sports, you're hoping that mask and limited spectators and no testing could be a great way for seniors to end their high school career after what those spring athletes missed a year ago.
Absolutely, and I even see that, speaking of seniors, I even see that our state senate today is moving a bill forward that would make outdoor graduation ceremonies, it would take that and bring graduation outside of the current order. So, commencement, if it's held outdoors, could now include more family members than just a couple of parents, and we're hoping that that gets legs as well. And the biggest thing, Bill, and once we get into June and some of our schools You know, they take their summer break. There's a lot of the non-school world that right now are doing their weekly testing through our school program. And weekly testing is going to remain a requirement for our summer activity as well as non-school sports when we get into June and July, the cynic in me wonders, well, who on earth is going to pull off all of this testing? Because, you know, during the school year, our schools have done a wonderful job of managing the testing requirements going back to January with the full sport pilot program. But, required testing that's going to get into the months of June and July and early August, personnel and staffing is going to be a huge issue. And I'm just hoping that COVID numbers continuing to trend down, that perhaps the athletic world come June will not have testing as a requirement any longer.
I want to go back to what we started this conversation with in regards to the vaccinations. So 16 and older right now, I know they're working on possible vaccinations by the time they get to August for as young as 2 years old. And there's a lot of debate still out there in families who aren't going to vaccinate their kids until they see more studies, and others who have had no problem getting their 16-year-olds vaccinated. So in terms of Michigan High School Athletic Association rules currently, combined with that order, if somebody is fully vaccinated, is it when they get that second shot, or if they get the first shot, Johnson & Johnson dose, are they automatically exempt from the testing and also the contact tracing, or they have to wait for that, what is there, a two-week period, I think, after you get your shot, where until you're fully cleared? Again, I don't know if this goes county to county, if it's statewide, or how it works.
Everything that we've seen so far, and there's actually a frequently asked question page on the MDHHS website, and they define someone who is fully vaccinated. It's 2 weeks after either your second shot of the two-shot vaccine, or it's 2 weeks after your single shot if it's the single dose. So if you get your last vaccine on May the 10th, that on May the 24th, you are fully vaccinated, no longer have to test, no longer have to quarantine. And I can tell you, just selfishly, having an eighth grader and a senior in my own house right now, we are actively, and it sounds like next week, Bill, that the age limit is going to drop even further, could even be down as low as 11 or 12 next week. We're trying to find the quickest way to get our two kids in for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's the single dose, and as soon as they get the needle in the arm, it's just 2 weeks, and it really opens up a lot of things for those kids. And again, everything that I have read, and we've been pretty diligent, full confidence in vaccines. I know last week we put out a video message just encouraging people to get vaccinated, because, you know, we've been asking for months for the governor's office to give us some goalposts, give us some metrics of where we have to be. And you can agree or disagree, but we got those metrics last week with vaccination percentages. And, I don't see vaccination as a political issue. I think it needs to be a medical issue. And everything that our Sports Medicine Advisory Committee has researched and read and studied when it comes to the vaccination process for kids, we're just, if we want to see some real normalcy for our kids in our school communities, clearly the quickest path to that is vaccination. And and we're just, again, we respect folks' individual decisions here, but collectively, that is what we are going to encourage folks to do, because normalcy is what we would love to achieve.
Who is policing who has been vaccinated and who hasn't when it comes to athletes not having to test, 16 and up currently, with that latest Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, whether it's high school and clubs or rec, that's not your lane. But in terms of high school, who then is policing who's vaccinated and who's not, and how does that come into play?
So, I think the there's been a lot of heroes in our country, Bill, over the last 14 months, and a group that really hasn't gotten much attention or a whole lot of recognition has really been our school athletic directors. This is a group of people that have, as orders have changed, have schedules have changed, in many cases multiple times, our ADs have just continue to figure out to find a way for kids to play. And so my hat's off to the dedicated men and women who work as athletic directors at our schools. To answer your question, Bill, and unfortunately that is yet one more requirement that's on the plate of athletic directors, is we've been testing. 2 weeks ago, the health department came out and said, well, if a student has had a positive COVID test, whether it's the PCR, which is the lab test, or even if it's been a rapid test in the last 90 days, we don't have to test those kids anymore. Great news. The challenge, of course, is it's our local school athletic directors that have to go back and document and chart, okay, who's had COVID in the last 90 days, and they become exempt from testing. Well, now the next step is going to be, okay, what kids in our spring programs are fully vaccinated, and I'm assuming that the easiest way to verify that is going to be an individual's vaccination card when that process gets completed. And so, again, it's all things that, you know, our school ADs will manage and figure out a way, but this just now adds yet another layer and another requirement and one more piece of information that each school's AD is going to have to track for all of their spring kids. So kind of the story of the school year. We're going to do whatever it takes to get kids playing, and this responsibility will fall on each building's AD.
Mark Uhl, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Meyer, proud partner of the MHSAA and a lot of high schools throughout Michigan. Mark, thanks for the update on the order.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, Mark Uhl, a lot of interesting points delivered there in our conversation. If you missed, if you just jumped in on it, Superfly will put it up later at thehugeshow.net. To the callers online, Michigan will hear you next.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
BetMGM's one-game parlay is how you turn big Major League Soccer plays into insane paydays. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Let me tell you about one-game parlay. It's an innovative feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. You can go ahead and take your favorite player to score, the over on corners, the total booking points during the match, and a whole lot more. Simply log on to your BetMGM account and give yourself a shot at a huge score. Make sure to get your picks in before kickoff, as your one-game parlay wager must be locked in before the game even starts. New to BetMGM? That's all right. Sign up on the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and raise the stakes all season long. Try one-game parlay and make every play matter even more at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now their virtual Grand Rapids Griffins game will be happening on Friday night at 7 p.m. And they have unbelievable prizes you can log on and bid on, including co-hosting the Huge Show. So what you need to do is go to purplecommunity.org. That's purplecommunity.org. You'll see the register link. You can shop. You can enter the virtual auction. You can do all of this right now at purplecommunity.org, as the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is having their annual Grand Rapids Griffins virtual game. That will be happening on Friday night at 7 p.m. And you can be a part of this unbelievable event right now. Go to purplecommunity.org. Register, shop, bid. You can do it through Friday night, 7 p.m. and beyond. As the game is going on, they'll have more auctions in action online at purplecommunity.org. And I'm proud to be a partner with Van Andel Institute and their Purple Community.
Anthony Bellino here on behalf of Twin Spires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Twin Spires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. Twin Spires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use Twin Spires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the Twin Spires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. We just missed the Mark Ewell interview on mask and spring sports and the new rules at Michigan high schools. That will be up soon at thehugeshow.net. Also 24/7, all the podcasts, the full shows, and more available on your schedule at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.